Science has proven that you feel better when you smile, unless a man is telling you to do it, in which case, never smile.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I know plenty of people whose lifestyles accommodate for the men sleeping with other women.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, don't tell. You know,
don't ask, don't tell
policy, and seems perfectly
when
okay.
You ask, where did I get this STD?
Yeah, that's the How did you end up? How do we end up with two extra kids?
Yeah.
Who are these two kids running around? I meant to ask a couple years ago when you brought them into the house, but whatever happened? How did these two kids get here?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Woo!
You get an alien, and you get an alien, and you get an alien. I thought I'd break out the aliens, you know.
Yeah.
It's retro now.
It's
retro. I got that one guy emailed and said, I'm the guy who hates that alien noise, but then I miss it when it's not there.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd play it just one more time. That little earwig that you can't get rid of. Yes, it's annoying, and yes, it's obnoxious, but I also do miss it sometimes.
I do too.
I went back and listened to a couple episodes of season 3,
mm-hmm.
as much as I can listen to of myself. I get about 3 minutes into one of our shows, and then I'm like, okay, I remember what I said.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And even though I find it funny when I go back and listen sometimes, I'm like, I just did that today again. But I went back and listened to those episodes, and yeah, the intro is very long-winded, and it's obnoxious, and there's no reason to be doing it. But I do miss it sometimes.
I know.
It's retro.
It is.
We got to dole it out.
Again.
Dole it out in little, tiny little bits, mm-hmm. like the crack dealer.
We should just spin a wheel and see which thing to intro with.
That's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. We have a little wheel of intro.
Roulette.
The little intro roulette.
Yes.
See which noise we can make. I got to freshen up the new noises, too. I never remember to do that. I'm always sitting here till, you know, fucking 5 a.m. in the morning doing something. And I always say to myself, I got to cut new intros, but intro sounds, but I never do it.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you know, there's only so much I can do. I'm a dad. Hi, I'm Brian Green.
Hi.
I'm a father.
A pragmatic pragmatist. That's from the very beginning.
The very first episode of The Commercial Break that never aired, and thank God it didn't. But I think the first episode, I had that whole soliloquy, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Luckily, we took that first episode off the feed. Someday, I'll put that behind a paywall, and you'll have to pay $30 to get at it. You want to hear that first episode? It's terrible.
Don't pay the $30.
Terrible. No, I wouldn't. It's like that extreme couponing.
Yeah.
If they paid me to listen to it, then I would do it. But otherwise, I protest. I'm just reading about old T. Swift and her tour that's making its $1 billion going across the world.
Yeah, it's big. Big news.
She's already made like $1.5 billion on ticket sales and other ancillary bullshit. She came here to Atlanta. My wife went 3 nights here in Atlanta. And
yeah, she was just in Nashville.
Yeah.
I saw a picture that was an overhead picture, and it was 50 semi-trucks that travel around.
She's got 50 semi-trucks that travel around, and they hop ahead. So she's actually got 100 trucks, because when she's in one location, then they hop ahead to the next location because it's such a complicated production. And so Astor and I were just doing numbers. And because I was in the music industry once, also touring around, we just had one van.
A different type of truck.
Yeah, we had a trailer also. It just was attached to a pedo van. And sometimes, like the Flintstones, we had to stick our feet out of it and run it. But, you know, I have like a general understanding of what goes on. And I estimate that each of those stages and sets is probably close to $100 million.
I'm sure.
So she's got $200 million worth of equipment rolling around out there. And, you know, my wife went, and listen, I am not a Swiftie by any stretch of the imagination. I have an appreciation for her talent
and
the things that she's done. And she is obviously an extraordinarily smart businesswoman. The way that she's handled her career along with the people around her. I'm sure she's got a lot of handlers. But my wife came back super impressed with everything that went on at this concert.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and I watched some footage and I thought to myself, wow, just the insane amount of production that goes into this. She has a 45 song set list.
I know.
I've been to some Grateful Dead concerts where they play three songs.
In 45
minutes. Not Grateful
Dead,
The Dead. What?
In 45 minutes.
In 45 minutes, it's like a 7-hour concert and they did three songs. Fire into Slipknot, back into fire, man. Fizz bass solos outstanding in minute number 62, Fire on the Mountain. Then I read that Taylor did this whole concert in Nashville, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. It was a 4-hour delay because of the rain. And then she got on stage and did another 4 hours or 3 hours or however long her concert is, 3 hours in the rain. So once the meat and potatoes of the storm moved on, she just went out in the rain and did the show. And I thought to myself, you can't not do the show if you have this much of a fuss over how much your tickets cost and the production and the $100 million stage that has to roll from one place to the other, and you're selling out the biggest possible venues for this type of concert, the show must go on.
The
Even if you have to wait
on.
4 hours, mm-hmm. the show must go on. What I'm seeing with Taylor Swift is I think Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, our own Harry and Meghan, I think they're like our royals. Every move is paid attention to. Everything is fawned over. Everything is lorded over. You know what I'm saying? And this Taylor Swift and her love life has me totally fucking confused. Hasn't she been with John Mayer? Didn't she date John Mayer? Didn't she write a song about him?
I think so.
I'm in the bathroom looking at my hairspray. You're bathroom doing some cocaine. Right? Am I right?
That's exactly how it went.
All right. Well, probably with John Mayer, yes. I think he's only been sober. He's riding around with the dead, but now he's sober. Did you know that? Except for the weed. Okay. It's always the weed. They always get like, I'm sober, man, except for God's green. Yeah, you look just as fucked up as you did before, John Mayer. So I think she dated John Mayer. Who are some of the other famous people that she's dated?
Yeah, well, who was the guy? Was it Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Was that it?
Yeah, there was a Ryan Gosling in there, I think. Didn't Rick Astley? Rick Astley? Jake Gyllenhaal. She definitely was with Gyllenhaal.
I think that's the scarf song.
Oh, yeah, the scarf song. The fuck is up about the scarf?
He left a scarf or she left a scarf. I don't know.
She left a scarf? She wrote a song about it?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, she really does have a great sense for business.
She does.
Yeah. I didn't think to make a song about the scarf when I was in 33 Willie. It was all about eggs.
Right. Sunny, set up!
Covered and smothered! I made all my songs about Waffle House at 3 a.m. And now there you have her pinned with this new guy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is it the Formula One guy?
I think so.
Okay, Jeff and I were talking about this because we've gotten into Formula One.
Okay.
And
everybody's getting into Formula One.
Well, that show on Netflix, The Drive to Survive or something like that, the name of it. And it's a good show.
Well, I've heard.
So now we're kind of into it. You know, we're not DVRing it, but we will wait and see the show. And yeah. Apparently, she was dating Alonso, one of those top guys.
Madicini. That's they're all the Enis at the end of the name. Enis. Grabinis. If I was Italian, I'd be like, Brian Greeny.
Greeny.
Grabini. Massimo Greenbini. I don't know. I always thought Massimo was a cool name. I wanted to be Massimo for the longest time. Mainly because I wore their pants 7 years in a row. That's where I would get those big green bell-bottom pants from Massimo. So I thought that was the coolest shop in the world. Massimo. Mini finger skateboards and green bell-bottom pants. Don't tell me you weren't into it, because I know you were. You could even get a pair of Doc Martens, I think,
picturing you with, like, long, curly hair, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was, like, pre-15 years old. Okay. But, yes, when I was 14, when I was just getting into that, yeah, I had this long mop. It was a big mop on my head. No one cared. It looked like a Brillo patch on top of my head. It wasn't like the big curls that the girls like. It was like the curls you can't get your hands through. You're
really
like,
tight ones.
You can't even brush it. But now she's attached to this guy. And listen, this guy he doesn't look very handsome to me.
Oh, I think he's pretty handsome.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If it's who
maybe
I'm
we're thinking
of.
About the different person. Yeah. But I mean, everybody has their own tastes and who's good looking. And obviously, Taylor Swift is beautiful. She's a gorgeous girl. Part of her marketability, I think, part of the reason why people go so kaga-gugu over her is because she is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a pop star, beauty certainly plays a role. It doesn't always play a role, but it certainly plays a role. Wasn't that one girl who was walking around with a mask on top of her head, like a hat on top of her head for a while? Who was that?
Sia. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she had the opposite of what Taylor Swift has, and that's why she was wearing a big hat? I think the reason why is because she was doing like performance art before that. I think I read an article. Like some kind of performance art, or she had such stage fright that she had to go on with something on her face.
Yes.
But then Sia was much older than the pop stars at that time when she was popular, you know, 10 years ago or whatever it was. And so I think I read somewhere she didn't want to be judged on her looks, and that's why she put the mask on. That would be me. I would also wear a Kentucky Derby hat, three sizes too big, over my head too. Speaking of Kentucky Derby, those horses are falling down all over the place.
Oh my God, I know.
That's crazy. Seven horses died in the Kentucky Derby week.
Really crazy.
Isn't that nuts? And like two of them died for no explanation. They were like literally running around the track and it just fell over and died.
Well, now it's, yeah. There should be an investigation.
There is an investigation going on. And trust me, they'll get to the bottom of it and nothing will fucking change. So yeah, there you go. True. It's terrible because honestly, a horse could be running out in the field and break its leg too. That's not something that doesn't happen. It's just sad, I guess, when the light gets shined on it. You never want to see something die.
No, and those horses are worth millions of dollars.
I know. I wish that was like when Blue had her knee problem. I wish I could have gone, well, it was a good life. I guess we got to put her down. And like, I think they put him down right then. That's the article that I read made it seem like the animal broke its leg. And they euthanized it immediately, knowing that it could not recover from that kind of injury, which is just terrible, just horrible. Which makes me think about Taylor Swift and her relationships again, because doesn't she put a lot of people out to pasture too? Isn't that like kind of her thing? She's kind of been known for like a rotating door. She's like the Pete Davidson, like the female Pete Davidson, isn't she? She just goes around dating everybody for a couple months and then...
But she's really good looking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. One thing Pete does not have going for him. He should also be wearing the Sia hat for sure, because I don't know what's going on with that guy.
He's got a new show on Peacock.
What new show?
Yeah, he's got a new show.
There is this most fascinating cartoon that I think you need to watch, you and Jeff. Get a little bit of Brian ass. Get your Dibby Dabbies.
Yep.
Get your Colorado Dibby Dabbies. When you're in Colorado, where it's legal to do it, when you get to Colorado next time, get your Dibbity Dabs, your
ooey gooey
goosey gummies, your ooey gooeys, whatever they are. Get one, take one, watch Fired on Mars with Luke Wilson voicing and Pete Davidson voicing and a bunch of other famous voices.
It's good.
It is so funny, but it is so serious at the same time. It is trippy as shit. And I guarantee you, it's hard to explain this. I've never seen a cartoon like this that tugs at these particular heartstrings and yet is so ridiculous in its nature and premise and what goes on, but you really start to feel for this character, like, and the way that the music in the background, it's amazing. Watch it.
Okay.
Fired on Mars, HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Which is now just going to be Max, which I hate.
I don't even
How
know.
Can you get rid of the HBO brand name?
I mean, think it's the most ridiculous thing that Time Warner, Discovery, HBO Max, TLC is doing right now. Whatever the fucking name of that company
combined.
Is. Yeah, I think it's the most ridiculous thing. HBO Max is the best streaming platform out there. I dare anyone to argue with me. It far outshines Netflix and Amazon. And the content is so deep that you could go on forever. Think of all the things that HBO has done, all the movies Time Warner has, all that other stuff. It's such a great platform and you can discover things easily. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like Netflix in that sense, but it is so much prettier, easier to use. And the content, in my opinion, is better than any of the streaming platforms, maybe with the exception of Amazon, but Amazon doesn't have the lineup that HBO does. They haven't been making shows or movies that long. And so it's just, I hate that they are now going to destroy that application by putting every fucking Sunday morning cartoon and every TLC show. Listen, I know how to get my TLC shows. I know how to DVR.
Yes, you do.
I don't need to watch it on HBO Max. I'm okay going to two different applications for that. That's okay. I want my HBO Max to stay pure HBO Max.
I think so. Yeah. Me too.
I didn't like when they added the Max.
I agree.
It was HBO Plus there for a while, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers. Who's in charge over there?
Well, I mean,
owned by HBO Max? I don't even know. Yeah, we might be.
We still need to put out our, you know, streaming service, TCB minus.
TCB minus. For all your favorite content, minus anything, your favorite. Minus your favorite. All your favorite
good.
Shows, minus your favorites.
Minus anything good.
TCB minus. That was a thing for a while there. Another yet unfulfilled promise from the commercial break, like the phone and the tour and the... We'll get there. Everything. I promise we're going to execute on one of these ideas eventually.
Yes, we will.
So this whole Taylor Swift thing made me think about Taylor in a relationship. Like, how do you think Taylor is in an actual relationship? Do you think she is easygoing and self-aware and empathetic?
I think so.
Or do you think she's kind of a bulldog, you know, like... Because she has such power in that head of hers, right? She's a master musician, a master creator. Is she also a masturbator is what I want to know.
Wow.
Is she a masturbator?
Everybody needs to get their EPMs in.
Well, and what I mean by that is like, is she is she baiting these guys into a relationship and then just like hot and cold?
I don't know, because her relationship, this last one she was in was... it was for like 5 years or something.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know it was for that long.
Yeah, he was an actor.
Oh.
They just broke up.
He was an actor. What was he in? Anything?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that's the problem. She's all going out and tour on a $1 billion tour, and he's making, you know, the HBO, straight to HBO.
TCP Minus.
Yeah, straight to Max Plus or whatever the fuck they're going to call it. Straight to TCP Minus. So, you know, made me think about different people in different kinds of relationships.
Okay.
Right? You know,
got your wheels turning.
Got my wheels turning. We've heard about, you know, John Mayer and Pete Davidson and who's that guy? The guy who played, not Marlon Brando, but the guy.
he's been dead for a while.
Oh, my God. Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
I was going to say Warren Haynes. We've heard about Warren Haynes and all his shenanigans with women. No, Warren Haynes isn't sleeping with Taylor Swift. I thought that was a thing for a minute. I could see good old Warren and Taylor together. I don't even know if Warren would know that Taylor was next to him if she was standing next to him. Warren seems like the kind of guy who just plays guitar but has no thinking going on whatsoever.
He's the nicest guy, too.
I know, you know
he
him.
Is the nicest guy.
Yeah, I've met him one time. He was really nice. But it made me think about different people and different types of relationships and how those relationships play out and what people are into and what they're not into. And I found what I think is one of the most probably controversial videos we're going to do here on the commercial break.
Well, that's saying a lot.
It is saying a lot because we have done a lot of bullshit on this show.
Yes.
But I do think this is going to be one of the most talked about breakdowns of the commercial break, because it's a woman who wants to be dominated by her man, wants to be told what to do by her man. Every single thing that she does. We're not talking about overbearing. We're not talking about overprotective. We're not talking about, you know, a codependent relationship. We are talking about a king and basically a minion, someone who is completely beholden to anything this man says. And that's the way she likes it. Mm. And she's going to make an argument as to why this makes sense. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. TCB. Hey you, yes you, I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that TCBpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to TCBpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
Let's look at some different kinds of relationships with this young lady who likes to be told everything to do.
This is Monica. She fell in love with John.
You're hot. You play the guitar. I have a thing for musicians.
While the pair may look like your average couple from the outside, the way their relationship functions has shocked many.
Is horribly.
Yeah. The way their relationship functions is borderline illegal. The way their relationship functions is PTSD in a can.
I really had like child friends straight out telling me that I've lost my dignity as a woman.
Did you like choose this? Or did it just happen?
Why is it that John can sleep with other women?
What?
Yeah, so this is the intro to the video, but what you didn't hear, in case you couldn't hear because it's a little faint, the producer said, why is it that John, her boyfriend, can sleep with other women? Automatically, I'm already feeling a little steamed, and John just generally looks like a douche. He like looks like a douchebag. He fits the mold of someone that would be doing this, and the fact that he's in a band makes me hate the fact that he's in a band. He's in a band, and 33 Willie couldn't take off. I've never told any woman what to do in my life. I do the opposite. I roll over. Why? Because my mama taught me that.
Cut.
They're in Arizona.
So, here's a little dress.
Mm-hmm. Okay, by the way, let's describe a little bit what's going on.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful and buxom blonde.
She is buxom.
Yeah, she's buxom. Probably under the knife, but I don't know that. I'm just making an educated guess. She's beautiful. She's buxom. And she is standing in her closet, and her not-so-beautiful husband is standing outside the closet with his Rage Against the Machine tattoo, which
right.
is like...
And his black tee.
Yeah, and his black t-shirt and his cowlick. Couldn't he fix the cowlick? Couldn't someone fix the cowlick?
Yeah.
Cut that off
on
or something?
TV.
Yeah, you're on TV.
And here's another dress that's
mm-hmm.
shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this.
Yeah, so you have green today. I think the green today? That's going to be the one.
So we're going green today. Yay.
Well, I mean, that's not that bad. I would ask Jeff sometimes if we're going out, like, hey, do you like this shirt more than this shirt?
Sure.
Or something like that.
Sure. One of the few pleasures I still get to enjoy in marriage with 7 to 10 kids is I like that moment when Astrid's getting ready and she asks me what for my opinion.
Yeah.
And I always say, cover up. Just cover more up. The turtleneck. It's 90 degrees outside. It's okay. You're one of those people who gets cold easy anyway.
So I like my husband to pick up my clothes because I like pleasing him. So I like to look hot for him. I feel a lot more confident when he picks up my clothes because then I know that I'm actually wearing what he likes. Hey everyone, my name is Monica and I live to please my husband John.
We have a traditional marriage, and I'm the...
Oh, they're married. I said boyfriend, but they're married. I don't know, Chrissy.
There's something weird about him.
Something's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that alien noise that we play?
Yeah.
That alien noise? Well, let me see here. Okay. What is going on here? Sorry. That clapping noise goes on forever. I hate it in this thing.
He could be an alien.
He...
He looks like he's been inhabited by something.
That's right.
Body's been inhabited.
That noise that I just played, just imagine that has a face. And there it is.
And I make the rules around the house. We've been together, what, 6 years now?
6 years, yeah. I've always had a submissive side since I can remember. And I've always been drawn to assertive and dominant males.
Anybody who's been with a woman knows they don't know what the heck to wear, right? I like my...
Oh! Strong right out of the gate, John. Go get him, buddy.
Anybody
who's seen a woman knows that they should not be making any decisions for themselves. This is how I grew up, in Siberia.
I get to dress feminine, but nice...
I enjoy being a traditional housewife because that's my love language. I love to make people I love feel good. It's not like I'm a hopeless little girl. It's not about that. It's just he's assertive and I like that in a man.
Oh, perfect. Nice,
man.
Oh, you're welcome.
This sucks. Yeah.
Here's your coffee, asshole. I invited this television crew to watch my prison break.
She was serving him a cup of coffee in the morning, and he took it and said, oh, that's perfect. But
I could see that being the perfect moment.
It would have been better if she threw it back.
If I had the TV camera around, it would be if he spit it right back out at her.
Ah!
I want more cream!
For myself, I have certain rules where, you know, keep him happy. So my mom, she taught me how to cook, how to clean, how to be a good wife, how to please my man. And she also told me be in good shape and look pretty because nobody wants a fat and ugly wife.
Well, thank God your mom had a head on her shoulders. Teaching you how to be an independent, free spirit. Nothing like teaching the young girls to continue the traditions from the 1950s and 40s. And by the way, this is a trend that is happening on TikTok and on Instagram. Women dressing up like traditional housewives, like from the 40s and 50s, and living out that world on TikTok and Instagram because that's what they want to do.
Nothing says 40s and 50s like TikTok.
Yeah, nothing says 40s or 50s like TikTok.
And your cell phone.
That's right. Nothing says 40s or 50s like a dance challenge on TikTok.
Hey, babe.
Hi, babe.
Hey, babe, I'm just working on my next hit. It's called Sit Down, Bitch.
Yeah.
Breakfast today.
Would you mind making some pancakes?
Yeah, sure. Want some whipped cream with the pancakes?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Let's make some bacon, too. Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Love you.
Love you.
Would you like it scattered, smothered, and covered without order?
That seemed like you were at the restaurant ordering food. Hell yeah. It's like me when I get a milkshake at Baskin Robbins. Would you like some whipped cream?
Hell yeah.
Make me some bacon too, bitch. Thanks.
To make him happy the whole day, you know, throughout the day. And he does the same for me. So, yeah, I would say 98% of my day evolves around my husband, which I love.
I take care of everything that has to do with finances, making sure the bills are paid on time. It feels pretty natural to make most of the decisions.
Why is it hard for me not to disbelieve that you are taking care of all the finances?
I'm more of a bulls by the horn kind of guy, whereas Monica doesn't like conflict and stuff like that.
Why is it that John can sleep with other women?
He's the man.
Can we cut?
Can we cut? He has a penis. It's pretty simple. This is what my mom taught me. I'll suck on his dick till it's dry, then let him go awry. That was my mom saying. Suck it till it's dry, let him fly on by. Let me ask you a question. What do you think are the... Do you play traditional roles in the marriage with Jeff?
No, I feel like we're pretty equal.
Yeah?
Yeah, he does cooking and cleaning, and I do too. I do more of the cooking just because I enjoy it more.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I feel like we're pretty even.
Could you come over and cook for me one night for Astrid? Because honestly, I do not know how to cook. I'm so terrified of cooking.
I told you, Brian. I told you. I need to teach you a couple things.
You need to give me a couple of key dishes.
Yes, those are your go-tos, and you can make those and impress her. I've got stuff that you can make.
Oh, that's awesome. Because right now it's pancakes in a box or macaroni and cheese in a box. Those two things.
I can show you.
Yeah, and I do know how to microwave bacon that's already been cooked, like the pre-cooked. I just heat it up for 30 seconds.
So the sleeping with other women thing...
First of all, it's a really small part of our relationship. Monica was cool with it, and I was cool with it.
Why is he always holding her boob?
I don't know.
You notice that?
Yeah,
he's always got his hand on her boob. First of all. Second of all, it's not a big part of the relationship to you.
Yeah.
I think it's a luxury I have that probably most guys watching this wish they had, just because of like genetic programming. If you look at all other mammals, how they do it, typically the alpha male gets to bang all the females. I think it just makes for a much.
Does he have toy trucks?
He has toy trucks
in his office,
and
okay.
a toy Hulk right
with
behind
no
him.
Head.
With no head. Because nothing says reasonable, calm, cool, collected guy like a Rage Against the Machine tattoo and a $1,000 Hulk doll with no head.
Relaxed relationship, because there's nothing in my life that I desire that I can't have. And I think that makes me a better husband.
Well, just take it.
Yeah, just
you
take
know,
it.
You know, what was the other show that we were watching then? They said, you just take it.
That was a good old Kenneth Copeland or whoever
Copeland,
it was, one of the
prosperity preachers. Yeah,
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 just take it.
Yeah.
Claim it. Claim it.
Babe, breakfast.
Ooh, yummy.
Yes, it's pancakes. Please sit.
Starving. Surprise, it's pancakes.
Like surprise, it's pancakes with cream and extra bacon. I made it for you because you ordered it on our website. My wife's website. I wonder if they have a website he goes to and just
probably
orders
like
stuff.
An iPad.
Yeah, 15-minute blowjob and a long, relaxing massage.
As a female, I have a different view on sex than a male does. So for a guy, it's just a fun thing. I know in my heart that he loves me. He comes home to me. He takes really good care of me.
I can totally get that some people might think that there's an imbalance in power in our relationship.
Because there is an imbalance in power in your relationship, and you spinning it any other way doesn't make any sense. She seems into it, right? Doesn't seem like she's there under duress. I just find this to be way, way, way old-fashioned. I'm not saying it's bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it seems to me to be very old-fashioned and incongruent with the way that I was raised or my own independent thinking, which is we should mutually be getting something out of the relationship.
Yeah, partners.
Yeah, and you need to support your partner as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that Astrid needs to be around cooking and cleaning and slaving away for me to make me happy every moment. Because first of all, she would never do that. And second of all, even if I asked, she'd tell me no anyway. So I might as well keep it to myself.
I actually had like childhood friends straight out telling me that I've lost my dignity as a woman. And I also shouldn't have children because I would be a horrible mom because we do what we do. And then I've actually had people saying, oh my God, I love the openness.
I don't really have anything to say to the people who disprove our lifestyle or whatever, because I don't care about them at all.
So far, it looks like she is doing a lot of the cooking and cleaning, and he's so far played video games
and with his truck toys.
And with his truck toys. Okay.
Yeah.
And eating pancakes.
Hey, listen, you know, some people work really hard for their lifestyle. Who's paying him, by the way? What does he do? He's a musician?
He's in tech.
Is he actually making money?
He's in tech.
He's an import-export. Like my dad was. Import-export. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I'm just getting the house ready for my friends. They're coming over. I always tidy up at home and keep the house nice and clean so John is happy and content with the house.
All right, babe.
Oh!
Little smack on the ass.
Little smack on the ass while she's cleaning in a frock. In a cleaning frock, I might. Like a cleaning apron.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe, you missed the spot. Oh, my God. Someone would hit me so hard if I did that.
I hope the conversation goes well with your friends. I'll see you
later. I'll see you later.
I'm going to fuck other people, so talk to you later.
Yeah.
Going to get my dick wet. You missed the spot, so I'm going to fuck your sister. Bye! Now here comes her friends.
Hi, babes. Oh,
hi, babes.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
Hey, I had some wine for you and some sparkling for you, my love. So
thank you, babe. We just traveled so.
I have some wine for you. John will be over in a minute to fuck you. I have a question. John wants to fuck you. Is that okay? It keeps him happy.
What's going on with your marriage?
Well, you know, the whole traditional housewife kind of thing, and, you know, my husband kind of being with other people as well, so, you know.
Is that part of the traditional?
No, maybe not that part.
In Mad Men. The show Mad Men.
I told this story recently. I know plenty of people whose lifestyles accommodate for the men sleeping with other women.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, don't tell policy. And seems perfectly okay.
Ask, where did I get this STD?
Yeah, that's the how did we end up with two extra kids?
Yeah.
Who are these two kids running around? I meant to ask a couple of years ago when you brought them into the house, but whatever happened, how did these two kids get here?
We never really talked about it though, so you kind of never knew how our marriage is working. I do all the cooking, cleaning, whatever.
Now, I know John's great and all, but like, what does he do?
Asking the question everybody wants to know.
Yes.
Inquiring minds want to know. Exactly what does he do?
Yeah, he's great and all.
Besides run around and fuck other people.
play
video games and his little truck toys.
The trash, fixes with the car, you know, manly things. And I do all the womanly things.
Does that ever make you mad? Like, do you ever feel like it's not fair?
So I'm totally fine with I love being a housewife.
Don't you feel like you spend way too much time doing some cooking and cleaning while you could just outsource it and follow your own passions?
No, I think it's my passion to take care of my husband.
Would he cook you dinner if you were sick? Or pregnant?
I mean, if I was sick, yeah. But it would probably just work.
Did you, like, choose this? Or did
you? You like doing this voluntarily? Is there like a restraining order or police officer you could refer to? Have you ever been in front of a judge? Does the FBI know what your husband does for a living? These are questions I would ask too.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Oh, do you know anybody who's been in this kind of relationship?
No.
No, either do I.
It just happened. I didn't choose this. This is what I like to do.
I just feel like you're such an alpha, though.
I'm definitely not an alpha at home.
Oh, here comes
Babe,
John.
I'm home.
Babe, I'm home. I got my dick out. It's got some lipstick on it. Can you clean it off? With your mouth. Or your vagina. Or your friend's vagina. Whatever you want.
Hey. So Monica tells us that you have a traditional relationship.
That's correct.
And didn't realize that all the time she had to scurry away to make you dinner and was like enforced.
Hey, I'm a growing boy. I'm kidding.
You're a Virgo, aren't you?
Oh, narrow it down to the horoscope.
Blame it on us Virgos.
Yeah,
you're relatively
a Virgo, aren't you?
We're relatively calm, cool, collected, crazy human beings. We only need 4 or 5 different medications to balance us out. Why are you always picking on Virgos?
Have a good day, guys. Sure.
Have a good day. I don't care what you women think.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess that tied it up. That explained it, and that's all we need to know, John's Virgo.
When I first found out about John and Monica's relationship, I guess you could say I was a little bit thrown off.
By the way, the music mixing on this is awful. It's so loud. It's like, why do you have to put music so loud? And then to be in a dining room in a cavernous open hallway, that last scene, it's so hard to hear because all you hear is the echo. And I'm sorry to you for that. I shouldn't have done that.
I feel like they come off as being pretty equal. But then when she just said that she was a traditional housewife, I guess I just don't really know what that means.
Yeah, I was a little surprised because it just doesn't seem less like her. She's such a strong-minded woman.
She'll definitely make little funny comments like, oh, my husband's gotta eat. And I didn't think she was actually serious.
I can see
how- Okay, bye, as they twirl out of the door.
No.
Bye. Thank God we're not in this relationship. Bye. You took the bad one so we can avoid him. Bye. By the way, it sounds like her friends had never ever seen her husband.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we've only known her for a week because of the show.
Yeah.
TLC introduced us.
TLC.
But She seemed, you know, very alpha.
TLC encouraged me to make friends. And I got John to agree on a signed contract that I would only be friends until the filming was over.
People that don't know us might think, oh, that's not healthy, or that's like, that's bad. But I think if you're a good person and you're with somebody that you really, really love and you're soulmates, it's a whole different thing. I love my marriage and I love him, and I don't feel like there's anything stopping us from living like this always.
Okay, well, there you have it. I guarantee that does not age well. Guarantee that does not age
well.
I
agree.
I promise you we're going to see that girl. She's going to be a TikTok girl pretty soon. She's going to be doing dance challenges.
Yeah, she's going to be like, I got set free.
Yeah, I got set free from this. Thank God for the documentary.
Follow my OnlyFans.
Oh, well, I might follow her OnlyFans. Not that I'm into that kind of stuff, just to support her as a person.
Yeah, and research.
Yeah, I want to do research. I want to understand what happens to her. After we do these videos, I always follow up and make sure I understand what happened afterwards. I don't have time for that shit. I just want to see your OnlyFans. Titties! Titties! Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, that's a completely foreign life that I will never understand. I'm never going to treat my wife like that, because you know what? She just wouldn't accept that. She's not into that. But this girl seems into it.
To each to their own.
To each to their own. Yeah. There's the thing about the commercial break. Unless you're like doing damage to someone's physical well-being, to each their own. If you agree on it, whatever. Whatever's clever. And I say that, and we've talked about dominatrixes and, you know, being dominated.
Different people like different things.
Yeah, so maybe even sometimes people do hurt each other physically and they're still into it.
Yeah.
You never know what's under the hood. I guess that's the bottom line. That's why commercial break is driving into your garage and opening the door. Opening that hood wide open so you can see it. You got to know what's going on in the world, guys.
You do.
Or you're going to be misinformed. And what better place to get all your factual information than the commercial break? A bastion of truth and freedom. And aliens. All right, TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes, all the audio, all the video, right there, one location. Also, if you want your free 21 EPM sticker, hit the contact us button, dial us up an email, and give us your physical address so we can send you that 21 EPM sticker. We've been signing them lately. People have been asking us to sign them, so if you want one signed, I don't think it'll be worth any money ever, but whatever's clever, if you want us to sign it, we will. And we'll send that out in about a week. So go to tcbpodcast.com. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We're taking it all at 855-TCB-8383.
Make house diarrhea, bloating, and gas.
All right, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.